of Nisan Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. One of the characteristics of Pesach is the chumras, that there are chumras, and there may be some culture gap here, because people may be growing up in America and maybe don't have this culture, we'll call it, where we're very machmir on Pesach. Obviously, it comes from minhagim. I'm not talking about chumras that were machmir that are in the Shulchan Aruch, for example, and this is where it comes from. Obviously, chametz is b'mashehu, which is very big chumrah. The Ramah Paskins, even noisen tam levgam is a problem, which is even b'dieved, that's a chumrah. Klisheni, it's a chumrah. There's all kinds of chumras that are embedded in halacha. And that gave rise to all kinds of minhagim that people have. Either families have it, or communities have it, kehilos, I'm talking about, and they have chumras, and that's why it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that we shouldn't mock the chumras, and because many times they're based on something, and that's the anhog of Pesach, is to be machmir. In fact, sometimes if you want to stop being machmir, someone called me up, this is rather not about chametz, but about matzah. Someone had the minhag not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and someone from America, and she's on some sort of special diet. It's a lady, and she has to eat matzah, she thinks she has to. And so I told her she has to be matir neder. Many times if you stop a minhag, you have to be matir neder. If, ironically, the rule of the Chayei Adam is if you thought something was osur and it turns out it's not osur, then you don't need a taras and darim. But if you are machmir, maybe you make a personal chumrah or a family makes a chumrah, and it's a geder. It's a geder. And sometimes you're not allowed to drop it at all, but sometimes you certainly have to be mataneder. So, for example, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says to someone just asked me today. It says you scrape off from the walls. You megarad the walls where chametz touched, or if there's a chametz in a crack, right? So what do you do if the toothpick doesn't get there, or you try? So now maybe people just put it away with the chametz and they sell it, even though I don't know. I don't think the guy really is buying such chametz, if you ask me. I don't think it's included in the mechira, but that's a whole different discussion. But we put it away with the chametz. But really, what we do, als the chumrah, we're mechatet, we try to get it with a toothpick, and if it's too hard, or it doesn't go, or the toothpick doesn't reach, so we pour something on it that makes it poisonous, that makes it inedible. That was the case today. Someone had some food. It was blackened, but it was roi l'achila, probably, that it was stuck to the pot on the outside in a hard-to-reach place. So I told them to pour something over it to make it inedible, to make it poisonous, to make it inedible. But that's a chumrah, really, because it's not roi l'achila in the first place, and it's a small amount. It's not a kazayas, and if you have less than a kazayas, that's dirty. So me'ikar adin, it's really not a problem. But that's one of the chumras, that we don't just leave it like that, but we deal with it. Another thing that's brought down in halacha is dried fruit. Like, it's brought down that some don't eat dried fruit at all, or at least, a lot changed since the Shulchan Aruch was written. Now you need an hechsher on anything processed. And it would be very foolish, it would be a very foolish person that would say that something processed doesn't need a hechsher, unless a reliable hechsher company told you that this doesn't need a hechsher the way they make it. That's possible to have. But afal pi kein, there's a minig not to eat certain things. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch because they used to coat it with kemach, or the chashash, they used to coat it with kemach. So nowadays, really, you shouldn't be using things, not food things without a heksher, because maybe nuts people buy without a heksher for Pesach, maybe, I don't know, in the shells, unroasted. You know, you buy plain nuts, walnuts, or almonds, I think, maybe they buy that without a heksher. That's not brought down. A Shulchan Aruch has something that to be machmir about. Okay, milk products, we won't talk about. Meat products, we won't talk about. One more item. Some people have a minig. Something falls on the floor, and they either put it, if a silverware falls on the floor, some people have the minig to put it away, not to use it anymore that Pesach. Some people make sure to wash it off, which anyway you may want to do if it fell on the floor, but not in the kitchen sink. Right, if you're being machmir because of a chashash of a mashu hu chametz, where food falls on the floor, some people are machmir and they throw it out, or I don't know, they put it away, they throw it out, I guess, rather than eat it, or even if they could wash it off. So there are these menhagim. People are worried about the ink on the eggs, which wouldn't be a shaylam ikar adin, even if it was somehow made with chametz in it, but there wouldn't be a shayla. But we're machmir, and that's why now we have ink that says inked al yudei ink sheimbo chashash chametz, or something like that. Actually, I was learning these halachas, and I came across a minig that I never heard of, but he says it exists. Some people, I mean, I guess very few, I never heard of it, and it's obviously something that only very, very few people would do. There is a minhag out there amongst tzaddikim, amongst like very, very big Yirei Shemayim and this, not to eat matzah a whole Pesach. I've almost never heard of that. Only the first night, obviously, the first two nights. The cheshbon is that anything you eat, if it's not 1,000%, but at least it's bottle, and you know. But matzah, if it's not 1,000%, you're eating chametz, so they don't eat matzah whole Pesach. He brings down there. I never even heard of such a minhag. But here, just the first night, obviously, and the second night in Chutz Laretz. But I don't know. That's what it said. Why am I saying this over? Is that, they don't eat. They don't eat. Anyway, I don't know. I never heard of it. But my point is that there is, by Pesach, there is a thing to be machmir. And it's not, you know, people say, oh, you know, why can't I buy this? Why can't I buy this? And there is an inyan to be machmir and to refrain from eating things even though it has a good heksher, or maybe a heksher that you would use a whole year. You don't use for Pesach. It has sources in halacha, in minhag Yisrael, and I think everybody should develop their own minhagim. I know I grew up very, you know, certain things we didn't eat, certain things we did eat, everything looked different, everything was different, the whole house was different on Pesach. The light switches were covered with contact paper. Everything was covered with contact paper. The phone, you know, the telephone. Everything was covered. Everything that your hand comes into contact with regularly a whole year was covered with contact paper. So I'm not saying this should be done or that should be done, but realize that Pesach brings in it a whole culture of chumras that are there and that have. It's that hanhoga of chumras is not any particular chumra perhaps, but the hanhoga of machmir, even crazily machmir, has makoros in halacha.